Chapter 5. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron, saying, "Look, we are your bone and your flesh. In times past, when Saul was king over us, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. The Lord said to you, 'You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be ruler over Israel.'" So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. The king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who spoke to David, saying, "You will not come in here, but the blind and the lame will repel you," thinking, "David can't come in here." Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. David said on that day, "Whoever strikes the Jebusites, let him get up to the watercourse, and strike the lame and the blind, those who hate the soul of David." Therefore they say, "The blind and the lame can't come into the house." David lived in the stronghold, and called it the city of David. And he built a city all around from the Millah and inward. David grew greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David a house. And David knew that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. David took more secondary wives and wives out of Jerusalem, after he had come from Hebron, and there were born to David more sons and daughters. These are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, and Avor, and Elishua, and Nephug, and Nephiah, and Elishama, and Baliada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it, and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines came and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" The Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will certainly deliver the Philistines into your hand." David came to Baal Perazim, and David struck them there, and he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like a breakthrough of waters." Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And they abandoned their idols there, and David and his men took them away. The Philistines came up yet again, and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord said to him, "You shall not go up. Circle around behind them, and attack them opposite the balsam trees. And it shall be, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, that then you are to act decisively, for then the Lord has gone out before you to strike the army of the Philistines." David did so, as the Lord commanded him, and struck the Philistines from Geba as far as the approach to Gezer.